Well, it's great to see some football back on the television over the weekend with the Indigenous All-Stars going down to the New Zealand Maoris, but there were also some NRL trials that took place over the weekend, and one of those teams that played a trial was the Panthers. They took on the West Tigers, and we're lucky enough to have their skipper, Isaiah Yeo, on the phone. Morning, Isaiah.
Morning, boys. Thank you for having me.
No, always a pleasure, mate. Firstly, did you get what you wanted to out of the trial?
Yeah, I think so. I think in trials, particularly the first one, you just want ball in play and a bit of a grind between both sides. And I think we got that, particularly in the first 20 minutes. So we played quarters. But yeah, I think ball in play in terms of particularly the first 20, it was in pretty much the whole time. So it was a fair test for both sides. And I think we took a bit of confidence out of that. I think we scored a try just on the back end of that cycle. And I think that's all you can really expect from trials. So I thought, particularly our defence throughout the whole game, I think we let in one try, and I think if that goes upstairs, I think it would have been a no try. Dane Laurie made a great try saver, and there was a little bobble. So a little bit of confidence to take out of it, but still only a trial, and still a lot to work on. So, no, very pleasing.
Yeah, you won 32 points to 4. What was the most pleasing aspect of that game? You know, the 32 points that you scored, or the 4 that you only allowed the Tigers to score? Because I think in pre-season games, it's getting that, yes, you want to be good with the football, but you're still going to be rusty, but it's all about your defence, getting that sorted and getting your structures in place. And if you can have that ready to go by round one, you're in a good position, I believe.
Yeah, I think that, you're right, by the defence. So I'm letting one try, and I think just effort as well. So obviously it's always going to be a bit scrappy attack-wise and sort of a little bit off the mark. But I think if your effort's there early on, you can build on all that other stuff. So the boys competed the whole game. It was a great opportunity for a few boys who were either training with New South Wales Cup in the afternoons or a few younger boys to put their hand up and hopefully get another trial in Bega next week. So, it was a really good performance by the whole team. So, very good.
Isaiah, you played around 50 minutes. How is the shoulder, mate, after that surgery?
Yeah, it's pulled up good. So I'm probably a little bit ahead of schedule of where we first thought. They were thinking maybe more so next week in Bega, but I'd sort of ticked every box. I've been doing all the contact sessions, and I sort of let the physio know that if given the opportunity, if Ivan asks, I'm more than happy to play. So he came up to me and said, and Ivan sort of mentioned, they said, oh, you came to play? I said, yeah, I am. It was just another good box to tick. So it was a fair bit of ball in play in that first 20-30 minutes, and that's while I was on, and so I'll hopefully take a little bit of confidence out of that with my lungs. So I'm sure it'll obviously this week in Bega will probably up the ante a little bit, and it'll be a bit more NRL sort of speed and standard, but I think in terms of first try, I think we couldn't have asked for a better one.
Yeah, it's great to see you guys going down to Bega to take on the Eels this weekend. We know what the people down there have been through with the bushfires and so forth. What are you guys expecting when you get down there? And are you doing a lot of community visits as well as playing a game of football?
Yeah, we are. So it's obviously, I think we head down on the Wednesday. And there obviously the whole week. So I'm expecting we'll be going out to some schools and sort of surrounding communities, just to see how everything's going and obviously help where we can and hopefully put a few smiles on people's faces. So I think it's a great initiative from the NRL and the clubs to be obviously taking a trial down there. I think I'm hearing whispers that maybe Parra are taking about 25 players down. So they're obviously taking all their best players, and we will too, as obviously your last trial. So they've always been ravaged by the bushfires, and like I said, I think it's a great initiative. And we as a team can't wait to get down there and obviously help out where we can.
You're taking your best players. Nathan Cleary didn't play on the weekend, but he's expected to play this weekend. And you lost James Maloney. He's gone across to play in the English Super League with the Catalans. Who's favoured at the moment to partner Nathan in the halves?
Yeah, I think it'd be probably out of Jerome Luai and Matty Burton. I thought Matty Burton was outstanding, but on the weekend, I thought he kicked them off the park early in the game. But I think probably Jerome Luai's probably got his nose in front just at the moment, but a really healthy competition. They've obviously been battling it out all off-season, and it's been really fun to watch. But I thought they were both really good on the weekend, and I'm sure both will be given an opportunity next week as well. But it's obviously exciting when you get this second trial, and you have all your players there. I think a few were rested after a sort of bigger... I think a few of them might have played all the games in the nine, so that's why I've given a little bit of a rest. But to have them all back this week, obviously working on your round one plays and structures a bit more so in this second one. So really excited.
We're chatting to Isaiah Yao from the Panthers. Isaiah, Tyrone May had a very good hit out. What did you make of his performance and how's he navigating this preseason?
Yeah, look, I thought he was really good. Obviously a little bit nervous at the start after having a year out. But I thought really good. Scored a good try and he's just a footballer. So this is what he does best. And so it was good to see him out there finally after obviously missing the year with everything going on. So it's good to have him back. And in terms of the preseason, he obviously was a bit up in the air what the verdict was going to be and all sort of stuff. But he had his head down the whole time, putting his best foot forward and sort of hoping for an outcome like this.
Yep.
So, look, really happy for him, obviously, to be back playing and back doing what he loves. It would have, it's obviously a tough, trying year for him last year, but, I'm hoping he's putting that all behind him and obviously back to doing what he loves.
Do you reflect at all as a club on last year and sort of have a discussion and say, well, we never want to be in that position ever again and we've learned from our mistakes, et cetera, and, you know, this year's going to be different? Or is it something that you not forget about, but it's just sort of, okay, push to the side and let's focus on 2020?
Yeah, it's a totally different year. Obviously, everything that happened last year and you want to move on and put your best foot forward this year. And that's what we're trying to do. Look, it wasn't obviously ideal last preseason and just the last season in general with performances. So that's obviously been discussed early in the preseason and that's not somewhere we want to be and really looking forward to hopefully making amends for that in the 2020 season.
And with that, Isaiah, where can we see the improvement with Penrith this year? Will it be a tougher attitude to defence? Is it more about your style of football with the ball? What can we expect from this Panthers team this year?
You'd like to think so, obviously, defensively, that there is a tougher attitude and I guess a hunger to keep sides either scoreless or scoring low. And not sort of have those high-scoring games. And obviously with Trent Barrett coming on board, I think there will be a change in how we play and the level that we attack at. So look, I think he's been outstanding for us coming on board. Trent, he's incredibly smart and just his attention to details. I think he's been outstanding for us. So look, I think we'll improve a lot in the attack, particularly in good ball. And that's obviously somewhere we needed to from last year. I think we never had really much trouble getting down into the defensive red zone, but it was more so just getting over the try line. So, look, obviously that needs to improve, and I think it will. And I guess as a whole, it was a disappointing year, both attack and defence. I think we're sort of middle of the competition defensively, and obviously we understand that for us to be at sort of side where we think we can be at, that needs to be a lot better.
Well, you put in a good performance on the weekend. You defeated the Tigers 32 points to 4. You go down to Bega on the weekend to take on the Eels, your arch rival. We wish you all the best for season 2020, Isaiah, and thanks for joining us on the Big Sports Breakfast this morning.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.